How many skulls are out there? 13, Stephen?
Well, one of the themes of the conference we're doing is the legend of the 13 skulls. I will be speaking of that in detail at the conference. There is a legend that's gone on now, and it seems to really have permeated to the idea that there were 13 original skulls. Now, the idea has gone so far, in my opinion, over the top, that here is how it stands now, George, that the legend is that there were 13 skulls that were from different alien races that were given to the Atlanteans, and they're supposed to all come together before December 21st, 2012.
Now, when you say come together, what do you mean?
Well, gather in a group.
What do you mean in a group? They don't have legs, Stephen. How are they going to do this?
Yes, sir. They have keepers. So there seems to be certain people who get a calling to these things.
What does your gut tell you about these crystal skulls? You've looked at them for a long, long time. What do you
think? Yes, and the thing is about the idea of the ancient skulls, and this is what I'm going to be specializing in my talk and what I specialize and what I learned from Nick and Marcel. Now, there's a lot of people out there who use that term loosely, ancient crystal skull, and most of the skulls that we see that people say are ancient turned out to be contemporary or modern carved. Now, there's a controversy going on in the academia about saying that all the skulls are modern carved, but in my background as an archaeologist, prehistorian, I have a feel for artifacts and a feel for ancient. And it's when you look at a skull like Shana Ra, all you have to do is run your hand over it, and you see that it is not smooth. It is not finely polished. It was carved by hand. So that's one indicator right away. You're not dealing with a modern carved skull. Because when we talk about these contemporary skulls carved within the last 100 years, they're finely polished, finely carved, usually with diamond-tipped drills and modern lapidary carvings. And so that's one of the things we can see right away. Okay, that's not an ancient skull if it's got this what we call bilateral symmetry. It's really finely carved and polished, et cetera, et cetera. But when we look at the ancient skulls like Shana Ra, they are not carved to be sold. It is something where you have the intent of the carver. Now, the controversy is who carved them. Okay, a lot of people want to say aliens. A lot of people want to say Atlanteans. I believe that there were advanced, as you know, and we've discussed this many times before as terms of Egypt, that there were many advanced cultures on this planet, not just sure. What we would call Atlantean. And a lot of them had the ability to carve these items, and they were used as powerful ritual shamanistic items, store information, store energy. And they do work together, George. That's why we say it's great that all the keepers come, bring the skulls together, because when they gather in a group, they definitely work together. And that's why these events are exciting.
What's it like to be in a room with all these crystal skulls?
Boy, George.
Can you feel it?
You know, it's amazing because I've had so many people over the years who are skeptical, you know, say, oh, they're just rocks. There's nothing to them. And you just see the reaction in people when you get a convert with somebody who's really skeptical, then you really know something's going on. Yes, it's this tremendous, you know, quartz has the ability to be piezoelectric, which means if any quartz is squeezed, it produces a minute electrical charge. We have our computers, our watch pieces, everything we have is so much dependent upon the silicon industry, the silicon chips, quartz, because of its ability to work with energy and with charges. So, yes, when all these crystals are together, when you chant with them, when you produce sound, we're going to have music and just meditation. They all activate and they work together. It's a tremendous energy, George. People are going to come to this event and get very, very high. And we always tell people that sometimes you can overload, you know, go into the bathroom, splash a lot of water in your face, because there's going to be tremendous energy when all these items are together. And that doesn't mean even just the ancient ones, because all crystal is ancient. This is one of the things that I want to clear up, you know, in these events, because people, when I say that we're sticklers for the idea of the ancient crystal skulls, so people say, well, you know, are those the only ones that are important? No. All crystal is ancient. All crystal has power. A skull that could have been carved last week can still be a powerful ritual object to be worked with, to transfer and work with energy. All crystal is ancient.
Have you ever seen a crystal skull with the eyes turning red?
Well, we've seen them glow. A lot of the skulls that we work with, again, particularly the ancient ones, when we turn the lights completely out, they do seem to have their own aura, their own glow around them.